Okay, I want to start this video by saying one very important thing. You, go look in the mirror. You are incredible. I really do believe that. I really do. And I hope that you believe it too. I don't care if this is your first attempt to eat better and lose weight or if you've tried and failed 100 times. It doesn't matter. This is a new opportunity. And I believe down to my soul that you have what it takes and you can do it. Now, because I believe this, and because I love what I do, and I truly care for my people, people like you who put their trust in me to lead them to better health, a better body, and a happier life, there's something you need to know. I'm going to be honest. You will get the truth, and sometimes it won't necessarily be super sugar-coated. One day I was listening to a podcast, and I heard a guy say, "You know why people don't tell you the truth? Because they don't give a crap about you." Well, here's the thing. I do give a crap about you. By joining my program and becoming part of my inner circle, you're now part of the family. You've entrusted me with your health and weight loss goals, and I don't take that lightly. So please know that I love you, but because I love you, I'm going to give you the truth. I'm going to give you my best, and I'm asking for your best. But here's the thing. What does that really mean, right? I mean, what does it mean to give your best? Well, part of what it means is taking responsibility for yourself. See, I and the other coaches and inside the Amazing Private Coaching Group will be there for you every single step of the way. But here's the reality. You must also learn to coach yourself. I can be in your head or in your ear, but in those moments of your day-to-day life, you must be a great coach for yourself. And right now, I'm going to explain how to do that, how to coach yourself, self-coach, to great results. And here's the number one thing to understand. To make progress and achieve what you want, you must begin loving yourself, not promising to love yourself once you get this weight off, or once you lose 20 pounds or 50 pounds, or once you can fit back into a size 7 or 10 or 5 or whatever. No, that's backwards. The more you love yourself now, the easier and quicker you will make progress and achieve your goals. I know it sounds crazy. I know the bully will tell you that if you just love yourself now, well, then you're letting yourself off the hook and you won't make any progress. The bully will try to convince you that you must stay focused on all the negatives and all the things that you don't like about yourself if you're ever going to make changes. If you're ever going to actually like yourself, you've got to hate yourself first. But think about it. The basic premise is, oh, I'll hate myself until I love myself. It makes no sense, and it doesn't work, guys. It's like planting an apple seed and hoping that you can grow peaches. You can't plant hate and use disgust to drive you to a place of love and happiness and positive progress. So, let me say it again. The more you love yourself now, the easier and quicker you will make progress and achieve your goals. But the big question is, how in the world do I start loving myself now? That seems so weird and so counterintuitive and countercultural. It's not like there's a button for that. Like, oh, I'm just going to press the love myself now button. I know, I get it. It can seem weird and really tough to do. So let me explain exactly how it works. To love yourself, you must first respect yourself. And to respect yourself, you must do two things. Number one, forgive yourself. Number two, be in integrity with yourself. Being in integrity with yourself may sound weird or confusing, like we don't even really know what it means, but I'm going to simplify it for you right here, right now. Being in integrity with yourself is simply doing what you say you're going to do. So to love yourself, you must respect yourself. And to respect yourself, you must forgive yourself for all the past failed attempts. Forgive yourself for all the times you've let yourself down. And be okay with exactly where you are right now with your health, your weight, the size of your clothes, in your body overall, whatever it is, whatever causes you pain and whatever you feel ashamed of, for goodness sakes, right now is the time. Forgive yourself. Grab some Kleenex. Shed a tear if you need to. It's okay. Forgive yourself. Let it go and be at peace. Because it's incredibly tough to love someone who you haven't forgiven, even if that someone is yourself. Next up, you not only need to forgive yourself, you need to build more and more integrity within yourself. It's time to start doing what you say you're going to do. Follow through on the promises that you make to yourself. Think about it. Do you respect or trust other people who don't follow through and do what they say they're going to do? What if week after week I said, hey guys, I'll be going live in the coaching group at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And you waited and I never showed up. 3 out of 4 Saturdays, I no-showed. What would you think? I think you wouldn't trust or respect me at all. So we have these two vital elements, guys. Forgiveness, which I sometimes refer to as giving yourself a hug, because that's what we do when we forgive each other, right? We give ourselves a hug. And integrity, which I refer to as tough love. And balancing out these two is how you coach yourself successfully. This tough love, hug balance is what I want you to learn and keep in mind as you move forward. And here's what I want you to remember. Almost everyone has it backwards. When it comes to food and weight loss, people usually hug themselves in the moment and say, oh, you deserve this. It's been a tough day. It's been a long day. It's been a rough day. You've worked so hard, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You deserve that fill in the blank. You deserve that donut. You deserve that huge glass of wine. You deserve that piece of pie. You deserve that cake. You deserve to sit down and eat an entire bag of potato chips while watching Netflix. You deserve it. This is a terrible thing to say and a terrible approach to take. You know why? Because you can always find a reason that you deserve it. You don't have to necessarily do anything to deserve food. But here's the worst part. If we follow the deserve it logic, suddenly you're slipping into a very unhealthy relationship with food that will never lead to weight loss, yet you'll wind up feeling guilty every time you eat something that you feel like you deserve. You'll be trapped with this horrible mindset that does nothing but sabotage you and make you feel bad about yourself. You're always trying to earn your food treats. This is just miserable. See, the bully in your brain, as we've already said, the bully lies to you and says stuff like, oh, hug yourself in the moment. Go back on what you said you would do. Eat that donut or pizza or ice cream or cookie or whatever. And then after you do that, practice tough love on yourself and beat the crap out of yourself. And this self-defeating process just repeats over and over and over again. And it eventually leaves you a confused, depressed mess. Getting tough love, which is integrity, and hugs, which is grace and forgiveness, getting those backwards leads you to become someone who struggles to respect and struggles to love themselves. And therefore, you struggle to stick with anything or make any progress. So what do we do? What is the right way to coach yourself in day-to-day life? Well, you must flip it. First, you practice tough love in the moment. Tough love is needed to keep you in high integrity, to keep you in integrity with yourself in the moment, not later. Use tough love in those crucial moments to prove that you have what it takes, because you do. And here's the really awesome part. Every time you do that, you're building mental muscle. You're becoming stronger and stronger mentally and building more and more of a habit of integrity. And as you do that, you respect and love yourself more and more. But guess what? Spoiler alert. It's not going to be perfect. You're still going to mess up every now and then. And that is exactly why we must balance tough love with hugs. After you mess up or make a mistake or don't make the best choice or succumb to some temptation, don't beat yourself up with tough love. That's not the time for that. Don't kick yourself while you're down. After you mess up or succumb to temptation, That is the time to hug yourself. Forgive yourself for letting yourself down. Because that's exactly what happened. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. You let yourself down. And guess what? It's okay. It happens to the best of us. But just because we hug and forgive and say it's okay, that doesn't mean it's okay to just repeat the same choice or pattern over and over again. If you forgive someone else for letting you down, and they kept intentionally letting you down over and over, would you continue to respect them? Probably not. So we don't do that. One of the primary reasons you forgive yourself is not just to feel better. That is important too. I want you to feel better. But the primary reason is so that you can look at what happened without emotion or shame. You can look back at it like a scientist and begin to ask questions and investigate. Okay, now why did I do that? What was going on in my head? Like, what was I telling myself? Was I truly hungry? Was I really, really stressed? Was it just a habit and I wasn't really paying attention? Was I rewarding myself, like falling into that deserving mentality? What was it? Was I really emotional? Let me dig in and figure this out and learn from it. And that, my friends, is how you successfully coach yourself. That is how you learn and progress and achieve just about anything you want in life. Honestly, it all comes down to using tough love, which is integrity in the moment. And then when you do mess up, because you will, using forgiveness and giving yourself a hug afterward so that you can learn from the letdown. You can learn from your mistake from an unemotional, non-judgmental place. That's it. It's simple. But like anything in life, it is a skill that you must gradually learn and build over time. Now, speaking of learning new skills, before I wrap up this video, see, even though you probably don't realize it, pretty much anything and everything you want in life is a skill. The body and the life that you want comes from learning new skills. And once you truly understand this and embrace it, it is so empowering because you realize you can have anything you want. It's just all a matter of learning the skills to get you there. Learning skills that you never had before. Losing weight is a skill. Keeping weight off is a skill. Being fit is a skill. Living in the middle and not at the extremes of strict diets or feeling totally off the wagon. All of that, learning to live in the middle and what I call the magical middle, is a skill. Enjoying delicious, decadent food without guilt or shame is a skill. Changing how you think and talk to yourself is a skill. Managing your emotions is a skill. Overcoming stress eating is a skill. Enjoying different types of food that you might not normally eat is a skill. Exercising consistently and making exercise a part of your normal routine and lifestyle is a skill. Balancing things out and enjoying the entire process is a skill. Coaching yourself is a skill. Loving your body is a skill. And loving yourself is a skill. It's not magic. You don't have to find some secret. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be born with the right genetics. And your life and your body is no one else's responsibility and it's no one else's fault. It's all you. All of the success that you want comes from inside of you. It comes from learning new skills that will transform your body and your brain and your life and mold them into exactly what you want. And using tough love and hugs at the right time is a major part of coaching yourself and learning these new skills. Isn't that empowering? You can do anything you want and be anything you want to be. But it all starts with learning new skills. And there are two huge pitfalls when it comes to learning new skills. And that's exactly what we're going to cover in the next video. But first, be sure to hop down to the resources section. We got a great PDF for you there with this distinction between tough love and giving yourself hugs and some really helpful things. So check that out. And then I'll see you in the next video.